One of Selenon's legal advocates was the first to speak when everyone had been seated.
Selenon protests the presence of Jedi Master Dooku at this meeting, since it has come to our attention that he is Serenian by birth.
Sereno's arrogant Count VMAX started to respond when Dooku cut him off, addressing himself to the litigator.
If you had investigated further, you would also know that I renounced all ties to my family and Serrano on being accepted into the Jedi Order.
He turned his penetrating gaze on Selenon's ambassador.
I assure you that I will be as impartial as any one of you.
Selenon's ambassador, a large, bumptious human, cleared his throat in a meaningful way.
Jedi Master Dooku's reputation for even-handedness precedes him. We trust that he will be as fair in this matter as he is known to have been elsewhere. With that issue behind us, VMAX said, I call for an official start to these proceedings.
The issue at hand involved the planned construction of an Aqualish manufactured hyperwave repeater in Selenon space that would expand the reach of the HoloNet well into the corporate sector, a vast region of the Tingle Arm that had become an economic playground for the banking clan and the corporate alliance, through lucrative deals brokered by Damask Holdings. In compensation for the fact that placement of the repeater would necessitate changes in hyperspace trade routes, Selenon had announced that ships entering Selenon space from the systems of the Upper Hydean would be required to pay substantial transit taxes. Plagueis had limited interest in the debate. Secretly, he hoped that mediation would fail. Citing controversy, Damask Holdings could then withdraw and the project would collapse, leaving systems in the Tingle Arm fuming over having been victimized by a foolish squabble between two wealthy Republic worlds. After 4 hours of pointless back and forth, Plagueis began to feel like the victimized one. When Count Vimic finally called a break in the proceedings and many of the participants headed to the food tables, Plagueis found himself alone with Dooku, Sifo Dyas, and Qui-Gon Jinn, and drew the cloak of the profane over himself. Bickering is becoming all too common, he remarked to no one in particular. In the absence of resolution, it will be the outlying systems that will suffer most. Dooku nodded sagely.
The hyperwave repeater should have been a Republic undertaking. The Senate erred in allowing the HoloNet to be privatized.
Qui-Gon Jinn's ears pricked up, and he glanced at Plagueis.
Discontent in the outer systems is in keeping with the aims of Damask Holdings, is it not, Magister?
On the contrary, Plagueis replied in a composed voice. We advocate for the interests of neglected worlds when and wherever we can.
The tall Jedi wasn't persuaded to back off.
By supporting the likes of the Trade Federation and other cartels.
The Trade Federation has brought progress to many a backward world, Master Jinn, through exploitation that leads ultimately to ruin.
Plagueis spread his hands.
Progress often comes at a cost. On occasion, a world will go through growth pangs as a result, but to call the end result ruination is overstating the case.
He studied Qui-Gon.
Surely the Jedi have had to ignore consequences of the same magnitude in enforcing the laws of the Republic.